So I'm going to ask that you sort of just pass these back, please. And while you're doing that, good morning, church.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Lord. While those are going around, the one thing about this, I'm not preaching on the gospel this morning, but there's one thing that I do want to note, and that is everybody thinks that this is the unforgivable sin mentioned right here about blaspheming the Holy Spirit. And in the context of what Jesus is talking about, it's not the universal unforgiving sin. It's the sin of those who choose not to choose Jesus over evil. So we can talk about that another time if you like, but I wasn't in the mood to do it today. But yesterday, the vestry had a retreat. We gathered together and we did a Bible study, and the Bible verse that we studied is the one that I just handed to you, which I'm going to read. Unless somebody would like to read it. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member but of many. If the foot would say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need for you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And those members of the body that we think less honorable and we clothe with great honor and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. You, St. Francis, are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church apostles, prophets, teachers, deeds of power, gifts of healing, forms of assistance, leadership, various kinds of tongues. Is everyone an apostle? Is everyone a prophet? Is everyone a teacher? Do all work powerful deeds? Do all possess the gift of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. The word of the Lord. So, in the context of this congregation, this place, we as a vestry talked about this passage and about the body of St. Francis as the body of Christ. And how each one of us here and every vestry member affirmed that each person in this body does their part. Each person in this body has different gifts, and each person in this body uses those gifts to the glorification of God and to the hope and future of St. Francis. So what does that mean for us going forward? It's really nice to say, well, you know, yeah, we're the body, rah, rah, we're for Jesus. But what does it really mean? What does it mean to hear Jesus? What does it mean to smell Jesus? What does it mean to feel Jesus? What does it mean for Jesus to feel us? So I want to hold up this piece of scripture to us as we travel forward into our journey into the next step. And as a result of that scripture and studying it, one of the things that we did was we wrote a collect for this congregation. Now, a collect is simply a collection of ideas and prayers that you want to put before the Lord. We will pray this collect every Sunday for a really long time. And it's going to seem like a really long journey. But when we get there, we're going to go, wow, that happened fast. Because we're going to realize that when we are working together hand in hand with Jesus, that we're on God's time, we're on God's pace, not ours. So our perception of how long it might take or how long it did take might be different each to the other. So this is the prayer. It's the collect for St. Francis as we move forward. It's on your sheet. God of love, you are with us in every season of our lives. As we enter into this new time with excitement and even some anxiety, we recall your deep compassion, faithful presence, and abounding love. We thank you for the gifts, talents, and skills with which you have blessed us. We thank you for the experiences that have brought to us to this moment. We thank you for the work of others that gives breadth and depth to our own work. Be with us as we move forward, rejoicing with you and supporting one another. We ask this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. That's where we're going. We're going on a journey together, and there will be different seasons in our journey, different seasons in our lives as we travel. Sometimes we'll be excited, and sometimes we'll be scared to death. Is this really going to happen? Is this really going to work? But when we have those doubts, it's what we need to do is, just as this prayer says, we need to remember Jesus' compassion, his faithful presence, and his abounding love. Every day we have to give thanks for all that it is that Jesus has offered us, and for the inspiration. We're right at the very beginning. So in some ways, all we have is inspiration and a little money in the bank. But we have to begin there. And by beginning there, we have to know that Jesus is right there too, and that he has lit or kindled that spark of inspiration in this place. Keeping Jesus by our side is what will keep us moving forward with depth, moving forward with love, and moving forward in the spirit of doing what it is with the gifts that God has given us. We are the body of Christ. Each one of us has something different to offer. One is not better than the other. If we take one away, we're going to miss you. If you're not here on Sunday, we're going to miss you. That's what the body does. The body works together for good. And we as the body of Christ are to work together for good of this place and for the good of continuing the gospel in this place. I said I wasn't going to preach on the gospel, but I do want to note that people were very quick to look at Jesus and say, "Are you out of your mind?" Because Jesus was radical, and it seemed like perhaps sometimes he was out of his mind. And sometimes people are going to go and look and see what we're trying to do, and they're going to go, "Are you out of your mind? Why don't you just go to Saint such and such or Saint such and such?" Because this is holy ground, and this ground was consecrated for this purpose, and we're not ready to give it up. I hope you do, on fairly direct authority that Jesus is not ready to give up on us either. The other part of the gospel this morning that weaves into the Corinthians passage is the idea of who is my brother and who is my sister. when people accuse Jesus of ignoring them or whatever, he declares that those listening are his brothers and sisters. So as brothers and sisters in Christ, we are then again part of a body. So having said all of that, start watching for things, because things are going to start happening. And it's going to be pretty darn exciting. Within hopefully not too long, we'll have the sign refurbished and a few other little things. So get excited. And when you're afraid, speak to someone else in the body and say, I'm worried about this. And above all things, remember who your vestry members are. Who's here? Pete, Hetty, Robert, Susan, and Gail, who's not here this morning. Go, say something. Tell them. You can tell them anything. They might tell me and they might not. But you can tell them anything. What are your ideas? What are your hopes? What are your dreams? One of the things that's going to be difficult for us going forward is to keep together as one unit, as the body of Christ. Because sometimes, just like in a normal body, if I'm walking along, I might trip. And that has nothing to do with my eye necessarily, but it has to do with my foot. And they'll feel like there's this disconnect. Why didn't I see that stone that I just tripped over? And in that context, there's going to be times when you think, this isn't what I anticipated. This isn't what I expected. This isn't what I wanted. But what we're going to do as the body of Christ here at St. Francis is that we are going to work together to make one another feel like each one of us has something important to say. And when we decide to do something, it may not be exactly the way you want it, but hopefully there will be elements of what everybody here today wants at the end result. And that end result, my friends, is a glorious place to worship and honor God and to invite people into the love of Christ. That's what this place is, and it's going to be changed, but that's still what it's going to be. It's going to be the place where we invite others into the light and love of Christ. Amen. So please stand and then join me in the